flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
There's one thing that will forever change the way you sleep, and it's the softest 100% organic cotton sheets from Boll & Branch. You'll fall asleep faster, wrapped in the most luxurious comfort. You'll never sleep hot again with sheets that feel breathable to sleep in. You'll experience the purest softness on night one and feel your sheets get even softer with every wash. Discover the difference with 15% off your first set of sheets at bollandbranch.com with code Odyssey. Exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, business leaders, are you playing defense or are you on the offense? Are you just, excuse me, hey, I'm trying to talk business here. As I was saying, are you here just to play or are you playing to win? If you're in it to win, meet your next MVP, NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is your full business management system in one suite. With NetSuite, you're running your accounting, your financials, HR, e-commerce, and more, all from your online dashboard. One source of truth means every department's working from the same numbers with no data delays. And with AI embedded throughout, you're automating manual tasks, plus getting fast insights for your next move. Whether you're competing on your home turf or looking to conquer international markets, NetSuite helps you get the W. Over 40,000 businesses have already made the move to NetSuite, the number one cloud ERP.
Right now, get the CFO's Guide to AI and Machine Learning at netsuite.com/special. Get this free guide at netsuite.com/special.
Okay, guys.
It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Joining us every Thursday at 4 during the football season, which is going the distance. That football season is Mike Mayock. You can hear him on the Believe in Birds podcast every week. Mike, I got to tell you, man, you seemed as concerned about that Eagles-Commanders game as I did last week. And boy, the Eagles showed us, I think. What a performance.
Well, it was fun to watch. I think we talked last week about how Washington's defense was very average.
Yep.
And the Eagles were going to score some points. I don't think anybody expected 55, but you knew they were going to score some points. I thought the difference in the game really was, you know, your plus four turnover differential, you ought to win every game, no matter who.
Yep.
and I thought the passing game was the most efficient we've seen in quite a while. So, you know, I think the final score blurs some things a little bit, but that was a heck of an effort by the Eagles.
What do you think what was it about the passing game that allowed it to be, after rewatching it, that allowed it to be as effective as it was?
You know, I keep going back to a very similar theme. And, I mean, that's what tape watching is about. And really, if you watch every throw that Jalen made, every sack, every pass called, in other words, there were three or four plays, if I was being picky, I could pick out and say, I really think he should have forced this ball in to 11, especially because there were two or three. And one was on a fade, but the beauty was they came back to the exact same fade later in the game for a 35-yard gain on 4th and 5. Mm-hmm. And he made that throw. So I could pick nits and say he held the ball on three or four plays too long. But what makes him effective, and let me qualify it, forget the RPO game, forget the play-action game. I'm talking about the regular drop-back conventional offense. When Jalen Hurts gets the ball out on time and gives his guys a chance to make a play, they're efficient, they make plays, and he's very accurate. And I thought that's what they did last week.
You feel like he did enough, though, that you can feel comfortable that it's sustainable going into this next game?
Well, you know, at the end of the day, the goal is to win games, right?
Mm-hmm.
You and I know that.
And that's right.
It doesn't matter how it looks or how it smells. You got to win a game. And there were times, like, I keep going back to that Pittsburgh game. It was really a good game for Jalen, and they mm-hmm. pushed the ball down the field. They gave their guys a chance to make plays, and they made plays.
Mm-hmm.
And, again, how many turnovers did Jalen have last week?
None.
Exactly.
Yeah.
So he might be overly conservative, but their formula has been, run the football. Number 26 is special. Play great defense. Don't turn the ball over. And last week was kind of cool. On several first downs, they threw the ball early in the game, mm-hmm. and they completed it. Took, you know, obviously Saquon had the big run play one, but they did a lot of good stuff on first down with the pass game. And Ike, my whole thing about this is, and we've talked about it, is, you know, can Kansas City make this team play left-handed?
Left-handed,
and they
yeah.
force Jalen to beat them. And when Jalen gets the ball out on time, I think the Eagles score a lot of points. I don't care who they're playing.
I agree. You touched on Saquon. He takes the first play for the Eagles, 60 yards to the house, and seemingly just has a nice, quiet game the rest of the game. He certainly had some more plays. I thought he got tackled at the one-yard line. I thought he was going in for another touchdown there. Had three of them, but he, to me, is still the guy on that side of the ball. How much attention do you think Kansas City goes into their game plan saying, we got to make sure 26 does not beat us?
So, Ike, you and I both know Spags. You know, Steve Spagnuolo,
mm-hmm.
the defensive coordinator. He's got Philly roots.
Yep.
You might run into him down the shore this summer. and I think he's as good as any defensive coordinator in the league. He's been around forever, and he's seen everything. So we've talked about, you know, what team has enough talent to slow down number 26 and has good enough coaching to get it done. And I think Kansas City has a chance to look at this thing. And, you know, they got a couple backup defensive tackles that are really good against the run. And most people have never even heard of them, Mike Pinnell and Derek Nnadi. They don't play much except on run snaps, but they're really good. They got a Sam linebacker named Leo Chenal, really good against the run. I mean, and I think Spags, you know, it's not just about how many guys are in the box. It's about the guys that are in the box, how good are they disengaging from blocks.
Mm-hmm.
And I think this group of guys can cause some problems in the run game, especially if Spags makes that a priority. And in my opinion, if I was a defensive coordinator, I would make that 100% the priority, and I would force number one to do what he did last week.
You know, flipping that to the other side, so you're Vic Fangio. You typically play the way that you want to play, but they're going up against potentially the best quarterback we've ever seen. If you're Fangio, what is the best way to attack a Patrick Mahomes-led offense, specifically this year's?
Yeah, the thing about Patrick and Andy Reid also, in the regular season, they've been fairly quiet the last 2 years. You know, they averaged like 22.5 points a game on offense, which puts them right in the middle of the league. It's not like they were not a dynamic offense. They were a better defense this year in the regular season. But they play great situational football. And I think the biggest thing the Eagles have to overcome is that in the winning moments, when it comes down to winning or losing a game, tight game, fourth quarter, they know how to win football games. They expect to win, and they execute. And that's Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid. So it's no different than 2 years ago in the Super Bowl when they went down and kick a field goal after – Patrick runs, I forget, 25, 26 yards on a scramble.
Mm-hmm.
They expect to win the game. So if you're Vic Fangio, you've got to respect their outside speed. Xavier Worthy, Hollywood Brown, they're two of the fastest players in the entire league. And Xavier Worthy's coming on, by the way. Okay? Their run game is coming on. And don't forget, they got maybe the craftiest tight end in the history of football. So I think you're still a top-down defense because you have to respect their speed. And I think you're trying to keep chunk plays to a minimum. Don't give them anything. And force Patrick Mahomes to get down the field in 12, 14, 15 play drives. And that's how Vic has always kind of looked at the game of football. And I think that's how he has to look at it at the Super Bowl.
So Mike Mayock with us. He's with us every Thursday at 4 during the football season. Mike, I'm going to ask you a question that Ike asked Jack and I yesterday. We asked Shil Kapadia at 3. If you are an Eagles fan and you have to pick one of these situations to be in at the end of the game, situation one, the Eagles are up 4 points. Patrick Mahomes and the Chiefs have the ball at their own 20 with 3 minutes to go. That is situation one. Situation two, Eagles down 4 points. They have the ball at their own 20. Jalen Hurts and the offense, 3 minutes to go score a touchdown. Which situation would you rather be in?
You know what? I'm giving the ball to Jalen in the Eagles offense and saying, you guys have done it all year long. Let's go. And it's a really hard question because I think Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid are the best head coach quarterback duo in the league. So I don't want them involved is the bottom line.
Yeah, it's such a huge, sign of respect to say, I'd rather be down than up, which is essentially what you're saying. I agreed with you, but the Patrick Mahomes with the ball needing a touchdown with 3 minutes left feels like the scariest thing ever. Now, Buffalo was in that situation last week, and they had the ball with 3 minutes left. It didn't work out for them. So neither situation is a perfect one, but
it's a great question, and you know I love this conversation. In that, you know, Spags is going to come at you with everything. I mean, he's going to blitz the house.
Yep.
And Jalen Hurts and the Eagles better have answers for cover one, which is a single high safety and man, and cover zero when he brings everybody. And the Eagles better have pass protection answers and answers on getting the ball out quickly to the right receivers.
All right, Mike. Well, we're not going to ask you a prediction because we'll talk to you next week. So, get another week to ruminate on
dissect
that.
Dissect it.
Yeah, but go ahead.
What's the big issue with Philly right now about this game? What's everybody most worried about?
I think we may be a little too confident.
Yes. I don't get the sense anybody's worried about anything.
I think we're still living off. We're still riding that 55-point game Sunday, that high from Sunday. I don't think anybody's concerned right now.
I think if you had to ask people what they're most worried about, I think they would probably say Jake Elliott. Honestly, at this point, you know, and that's I personally, I think it'll always come down to being able to pass the ball and Jalen. I mean, if you were to ask me what my biggest concern would be, it would be that. But you know, they've only lost three games this year, you know. So and one of them, Jalen didn't even play in, you know, past the first quarter. So it's hard to be worried about anything aside from the fact that you're facing Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid.
I'm uncomfortable, Mike, not being worried. Yeah, I don't even know. I got to find something to be worried about.
Let me tell you something, fellas. I've never, and I grew up in West Philadelphia, but I've never seen a city where people break ankles more often jumping off on and off the bandwagon.
Well, that is, we are passionate. There's a lot of jumping. Yeah,
man, it's awesome. I love Philly.
All right, Mike. Well, we will talk to you next week. We appreciate you as always, and looking forward to it. You going to be in New Orleans, by the way?
No, I stay away from Super Bowls like the plague.
Okay.
It's a nice, quiet week at home.
It actually sounds great, to be honest with you. So we'll talk to you at 4 o'clock next Thursday. Thanks so much, Mike.
Appreciate you guys.
There he is.
Wow. What's up? I just bought and financed a car through Carvana in minutes.
You? The person who agonized 4 weeks over whether to paint your walls eggshell or off-white bought and financed a car in minutes?
They made it easy. Transparent terms, customizable down and monthly. Didn't even have to do any paperwork.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Hey, have you checked out that spreadsheet I sent you for our dinner options?
Finance your car with Carvana and experience total control. Financing subject to credit approval.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Do you believe you are wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
All right, brother.
Mike Mayock.
See, he wants to stay away from all the hoopla.
Smart.
Smart man.
Yes. You know, he's probably been down there enough times.
He's done it. Well, Andy was a GM, and so he's done all that. Yeah, you know.
Yeah, walking from station to station, interview after interview.
I hear these morons, you know.
He's not a fun and games guy.
Oh, he's a tapesman.
Yeah.
He is a pure tapesman.
I think he's been great on with us, actually.
Oh, I love him.
Yeah, I think he's been really good. And every once in a while, I try to Can I make Mike laugh here? Make him chuckle a little bit? You know, it's a challenge.
It's a challenge.
It's a challenge. 215-592-9494. Jalen, Super Bowl. Want him in the straight jacket or out of the straight jacket? Tom in Abington, you're on WIP. What's up, Tom?
Yo, Brett, Isaiah, and John. What up?
He went with all government names.
Wow.
Yeah, what's up,
why don't you
Tom?
Take it down a notch, Tom?
Yeah, two notches.
Well, I don't recall the Bill of Spike saying no birth names.
Yeah, that's fair.
That's all good.
Well, you asked us how we're doing, which is the first thing.
Yeah.
No, I said what up.
I'll let it slide.
All right. So, one rule at a time. Is it possible to put Jalen's left arm in a straitjacket and leave his right arm free?
You want a little bit. See, everybody wants the perfect solution.
Want a little bit of both. Yeah
that's
well,
it.
Actually, Ike is spot on with this. It's a big surprise there, right?
Yeah.
Spike, all you got to do is think back 2 years ago with this exact game and the same opponent. Like, Jalen played damn near a flawless game, but for one play, and that's the play that wound up costing him. So I see it like he's got to be mistake-free. That's the number one thing. And if that means 25 pass attempts and we run Saquon into the ground, then so be it.
I would take 22 Jalen performance in this game. I would take that.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I'm getting.
Yeah, the fumble and everything. You know, if I have to take everything, they put up 35 points in that game, you know, so I don't know.
If they put up 35 points, they should win this game.
I would hope so.
Yes.
I would hope so. Well,
if this defense allows more than 35 points, we got a problem.
Yeah.
Fire fan.
In poetic fashion, they're going to win this game 41-33.
Yeah. That'd be great.
How about that? Yeah, how about that?
Yep. Slaying that big red dragon. I'm very confident. I'm not even worried about Jake Elliott at this point. I think that I don't even think that'll be an issue for us. But they have to play mistake-free football. If they don't do that, then they're toast.
Well, here's what I like about going into it with that thought mindset is that's the way they've been playing for 3 months now. So it's not as if they would have to change up anything. In other words, I didn't think the 22 team was a conservative team. You know, they were a little bit more daring, and Nick had those couple decisions to make in that Super Bowl 57 that he went on the conservative side. Anytime A.J. Brown at the end of the game is saying, well, I felt the momentum change or the game was lost when we kicked that field goal instead of going for it on 4th and 5.
Right? Most of us felt that way, too.
Right. Yeah. But this year, this team hasn't necessarily been that way. That's not the way that they've won. They've won – I don't want to say playing conservative football, but they've won playing defense, running game, and then throwing the ball when they need to throw the ball. That's been their formula for success.
That's right. That's right. If it ain't broke, don't fix it.
Tom, on this day, 1933, Lone Ranger and Tonto debuted on the radio, by the way. What? Give us a famous duo.
Sure. My famous duo is Dolly Parton.
That's very funny.
It's 2 days in a row.
Ooh, boy.
Yeah, it's very funny. That is a good one. I give Tom credit for that one. He needed to redeem himself
from the early stuff.
From the real name stuff. Yeah. If it had just been my real name, I would have been annoyed. But he hit you with an Isaiah. He hit him with a John. You know?
Yes. Right. Well, that's the one.
The John.
Why is that the one?
That's the one. Yeah. Well, I mean, that's the one that probably jarred everybody.
Well, because
they've heard me called Isaiah before.
Well, yeah.
Obviously, my name's not Spike. Like, really?
Well, people think your name is Jack.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I want this to be clear. It's not a made-up name that I did for a radio bit.
Spike.
Well,
no. I didn't mean that was not a shot at Spike. I'm saying like people think that I've been gone by John my whole life, and then, you know, I just switched to Jack here.
No.
I've been Jack my entire life.
Well, but here's the fraudulent part of it.
Well, there's nothing fraudulent.
But here is the fraudulent part of it, is that when you were getting married, it's like, ooh, Jack and Jill.
That's
Jack.
True.
And you're not even, it's John, and John and Jill isn't. And didn't you have an ice cream truck there at Jack and Jill ice cream
truck? They dropped off ice cream, yeah.
Yeah. This is like.
Well, it's not the most fraudulent.
There's no John and Jill ice cream, you know?
But we're Jack and Jill. Are we going to start breaking down fraudulent marriages here at WIP?
No, we are not.
I don't want to do that.
No, we are not doing that.
I get back into a corner.
No. Well, you're not. It's not even us. We're trying to protect other people.
Other people, yes. Before you start going on your rant,
man, holy moly, push that guy into a corner.
Yeah.
No one is safe. Unbelievable. 215-592-9494 Yoshi and Brewery Town. What's up, brother?
Yosh.
My man Spike, Big Ike, Jagged, baby. What's popping? The voice is getting better and better every day, baby.
Still on that weird tape delay, though. We say hi. It's like 4 seconds.
What are you, live, like on ESPN when they go to the reporter that's on the scene?
Yeah.
Ike threw me off.
But you're thrown off every day. It's every day, Yoshi. It can't be every day.
You know what? You get on my nerves. You know what? What's that? I cannot call this radio station without y'all just starting with me. Y'all want the fight. Y'all really want the fight. And I'm going to tell you right now, Spike and Jack, y'all don't want to fight. Me and Ike going to wrestle for a minute, but y'all don't want to fight. Y'all gotta leave me alone now.
I fight dirty.
I'm on.
I'll kick you right between the legs. I don't care.
I fight dirty too. And now I know. You shouldn't have told me. Now I know. Yeah. I'll throw salt in your eyes like Mr. Fuji did.
You don't have to worry about Jack fighting. Don't worry about him.
Oh, yeah. I did tie one fight once.
You know what? Yeah, but you were fat. You ain't fat no more, so you're running now.
That's a good point.
You're running now.
I would.
You only fought when you were fat.
That's a good point. I didn't even want to do it then.
Yeah.
So what's up, brother?
You know what? I'm going to start saying hello from now on before you even stop talking. Let's practice real quick. Just do it one time.
Okay. All right. Yoshi in Brewery Town, you're on WIP. See.
All right. I love y'all cats, man. Hey, man, I need a little bit of. I want them to play their game. Like, don't get crazy, don't get stupid. But I need a little bit of everything from Jalen if we gonna win this game. I mean, if we want to come out and blow them out. I need that 2022 Tennessee and Pittsburgh Jalen. He went over 300 yards in one, almost 300 yards in another. What's the name? He had multiple touchdowns in both. If he's going to be all he can be, Jalen, give me that 2022 against Green Bay Jalen. He was throwing the ball and running the ball. They couldn't stop him. I mean, but if I need that comeback, Jalen, give me that Buffalo Bills game from last year when that other quarterback was looking great and they was hogging him the whole game, and then Jalen just woke up and said, here I am. I need this game. I want this game more than you want this game. So that's what I need. I need that last week with a little enhancement, no blue chews, Jalen. That's what I want from Jalen. I mean, ball out in this Super Bowl, and I believe that kid gonna give it to us. What's his name? Like he ain't been there. He know what it's like. He know that he know that they was this close, and I believe we gonna get a great game from Jalen Hurts on February 9th with that great defense and that great running back, that offensive line, them studs on the outside. Like, man, we gonna win this game. All right. Yo, I'm guaranteeing we win this game. You can keep saying if we win.
I'm just waiting. Listen, I'm just waiting till next Friday. You know me.
Yes.
I'm just waiting till next Friday.
Yeah.
You know me.
And you're going to have the crowd in front of you at Chickies. Oh, my God. Oh.
Glasses are going to come flying off.
Yeah, this is going to be the legendary Ike next Friday.
Hey,
ooh, boy.
Next week, I don't care. You off the leash, boy.
Yes.
Guarantees. Next week. Let's get it. And daggone, what's next? Man, my duo was along the lines of what my man just said. Now I'm gonna just go on and give a regular duo. What's next? I'm gonna go SpongeBob and Patrick.
That's a great answer.
Are they a duo?
Yeah, well,
yeah,
friends.
Kind
too.
Of. Yeah, they're a duo.
Yeah. All right. Yeah.
I wanted to say I did want to say Lonnie Anderson's headlights, though.
All right. There.
Got it
anyway. Yep. Yosh.
Horny Yosh.
Yep. He was like, somebody stole my thunder. Here it is anyway. Want to make a boob joke? I got to do it.
I got to do it.
The veins start bopping in his head.
Yeah. So Jason Kelce was on the morning show today. This is where he said the Taylor Swift thing, right?
Yeah, we'll get the other thing later.
Yeah. So coming up next, Kelce was on the morning show today, as he normally is. And remember, Taylor Swift was a big Eagles fan, as she is from, what, Reading, I think, whatever?
Yep.
And now she is dating Travis Kelce, blah, blah, blah. And Jason revealed on the morning show today who he believes Taylor will be cheering for at the Super Bowl.
Awesome.
Not a lot of surprises there. Well, we'll see. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Hey, football fans. It's Patrick Peterson, former three-time All-Pro NFL cornerback, and now the new host of First and Pod, the podcast that breaks down every game, every week, with new episodes dropping every Monday and Friday mornings. Plus, I'll be highlighting key matchups for DBs around the league on Patrick's Corner. Be sure to subscribe to First and Pod on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.